Lucy, the meeting we had last week. And immediately after we've adopted the meeting, we will release MCOP members. Because the directive that we received from the office of the House Chair is that we will adopt the votes for the budget processes separately. So we have to do our adoption as the NA, and then of course they will decide when to do their own adoption as the NCOP. I believe that you received the minutes last week already. I mean the report of the budget process for the department and the entities. So it's not supposed to be a difficult process. I'm not sure if you are going to screen us for us. The minutes, do you have them, or must we look at the ones you sent us? There we go.
I have the minutes on the screen, if you can see it.
I do see them. I'm not sure about other members.
Yeah, we are able to see them.
Okay. We had the joint meeting as the portfolio committee and the joint select committee on education and technology, sports and culture, on the 19th of May at 9 o'clock. And on the first page, as you can see, it's members that attended from the NA, and on the second page is also attendance of the members of the NCOP and the officials from DPE, and also the chairperson and the CEO and the directors of Umalusi, and we also had our parliamentary staff. And then on introduction, we had the Honorable Tabeleng that opened the meeting for us, and we also had an introduction which was done by Honorable Minister of DPE. And then those are the remarks that she had made. And then after that, we had the strategic plan and the annual performance plan, which was presented by Umalusi. And then there was deliberation, of course, by the members. And then we considered the minutes of the 29th of April. That is on page 4. And then we also considered the minutes of the 5th of May, and we also considered and adopted the minutes of the 12th of May as well, and we adjourned the meeting at 6 past 12. So that is what happened on the meeting that we had with Umalusi. Any corrections? In the absence of no correction, can we adopt the minutes as a true reflection of what happened in the meeting?
Honorable Chair, I do so. Honorable S. L.
Honorable Lobo is adopting. Any seconder?
I second.
Second.
Just tell us who you are paying, Nakabu. Just tell us who you are.
Suwela Elvi.
Honorable Suwela is seconding the minutes. Thank you very much. We are done, honorable members, with the adoption of the minutes. Chairperson of the NCOP, let me thank you very much. I think we managed to work together very well as these two committees in this process. Let me also thank your committee members. We have managed to do it. It was our first time that we are doing meetings visually, and we are having different characters in both committees, but we've managed to pull through. We've got our funny character as the 50 day of principal, which I think by now all of you are familiar with it. So one is just taking the cooperation that we've managed to have. Hopefully you'll also be able to adopt your process very well as the committee. Thanks, Chair, and thanks to your members. We are missing you.
What is happening with the principal?
Thank you. Thank you, bye. Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. Till we meet again.
Are you not taking the vow, principal?
I will walk you up tomorrow, Mama. thanks a lot, Professor. I couldn't hear what you are saying, but anyway, thanks a lot. We worked well together as a team because we never lost focus. We saw the whole picture, and the whole picture was, it was us as the committee and our support staff, and of course people from the department. We are one big, vibrant team, and thanks for the support that you gave us, especially when it was very tough on our side because of the long schedules that we have as the SCOP. Like I said, that some of us today, this is our third summit, their first meeting. Thank you, thanks for the support, and thanks a million. Let's continue networking. We have this country to turn around. We have a multi-year plan to implement. Thank you very much. Salute. Mangu.
Hello, Chairperson. Goodbye. Honorable Samalala is struggling to log in.
I've just been here now.
Wow, that's great. Because I spoke to her and she said she was struggling to get in, but if she's in here,
Confirm, but I've seen her surname here.
Okay.
I'm here now.
Yeah. Please,
okay.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, members, without any waste of time, I believe we are alone now. It's our process. That's the draft report of the portfolio committee on basic education on the budget 4, on the budget vote 16. And as you can see on the first page, we are saying that we had this process together with the select committee. And then on the introduction, there's introduction there on page 1, which are outlining that it's the budget process of 2020-2021 ATP and the strategic plan of 2020-2025, where we looked into the Department of Basic Education, and then we looked into SAFE. We also looked into Umalusi, and we are just outlining also that we've done this process through Teams because of the COVID-19 process. So What we are saying there is that we had the department that came to do the budget review, which we all know that it was led by the minister and the deputy minister. And there it's the directors that they came with, and the DG was also part of the meeting. On page 2, honorable members, we are outlining that we also had SAIT, which was led by the CEO, Mamo Kalani, and Ntate Makindani, who's the CFO, and we also had Umalusi, which was led by CEO Ntate Rakumetsi and the Chair Prof. Volmek. Now, on the report, we are giving a brief summary of what has happened with the process of the APP and the MTEF allocations overview. And like I have said, that the report also is providing the committee the deliberation and the recommendations that are related to the vote. On page 2, bottom, we had the overview of the APP 2019-2020 by DPE. Like I have said, it was led by the minister and the deputy minister. And then there you are dealing with the background. You can move to page 3, Mr. Brown. That's the background. It's continuing. And then 2.1.2, you've got the progress on selected deliverables, and those are the priorities of the department, priority number 1 to priority 7. You can continue. And then you also have the MTSS, and those are the outcomes. And we've also looked into the issue of the State of the Nation Address, which was done by the President last year in June. And we also looked into the State of the Nation Address, which was done by the President this year in February. And those are the issues that are raised in SONA. And the strategic objectives, the indicators, targets of 2019-2020, APP, that is the action plan to 2024, and then we also looked into the Council of Education Ministries priorities for the 6th administration, and those are the issues that are dealt with. Is under performance management, we take the strategic plan 2020-21, 2024-2025, and those are the outcome from outcome 1 to outcome 5. And then we dealt with the performance monitoring and evaluation on the APP, and we also dealt with the DPE program performance, and then those are the We're on page 7, right? And then we dealt then with the APP's PAIR program, and that is the program 1, which is administration, and we checked also into the quarterly outcomes, and then program 2, which is your curriculum policy support and monitoring. And then we also dealt with program 3, where is your program 3, what page are you now?
Yes, program 3, the teachers, education, human resources, and institutional development. And then we dealt with program 4. We were presented also with program 4, which is planning, information, and assessment. And we dealt with program 5 as well, which is educational enrichment services. So that's the APP of DBE, which was presented to us for this financial year. You can proceed. We are on page. Proceed to page 17. What is happening? And they've also responded to the issues of the Office of the Auditor General. Like you can see the members. And they've also gave us a brief of what has the activities that they had to affect because of COVID-19, notwithstanding of course, as we all know, that they will come again for the restructured budget. And that's the overview of the MTS 2020 budget and the budgets that are allocated to the program. And the conditional grants, as you can see, and the transfers, you know, that they are doing to the entities, and that's the detailed budget of the department. And then those are the audit action plan. Which they have responded to the Auditor General, which I think all of us we had an opportunity to go through. We are not gonna really mention them one by one. And then those are our observations on page 27 at the bottom. Those are the observations that were raised by the members through the process, and they continue to page 28, page 29. And then you've got responses from the department there, and that starts from page 29, and it proceeds to page 30. And then we looked into the overview of the strategic imperatives budget allocation that was presented by SAIS. Page 30 bottom, it says, which made their presentation and the strategic plans as well. And they also have got 5 programs which they presented to us. And on the APP, that's their program 1 administration. On page 32, on page program 2 is professional registration. Program 3 is ethical standards. And program 4 is professional development. And then Program 5. It's professional teaching standards. So they have given us those presentation, pair program, and also they have then dealt with the issues of budget, which they have allocated, which of course even themselves they've raised the same issue of COVID-19, and they will come again for the restructured budget in the coming budget process which we are going to embark on. Then we had our observations, honorable members, on page 42, which continue to page 43, 44, and 45, top, and then from page 45, then we had responses from SAIS, which were led by Ms. Mokgalane, and which continued to page 47, where we've got our resolutions as the committee. And then on page 48, we had Umalusi, which of course we embarked on the same process as well. They were led by the chair, Tate Volmik, and Saramakometi, which they presented their APP and the strategic plan as well. And their program 1, which is administration, and they dealt with the issues of their targets. Program 2 is qualifications and research. And program 3 is quality assurance and monitoring. And they've also just made mention of the impact of COVID-19 as well, which is something that affects everybody. And then they had their budget presentation, which is what we have seen there. And can you move on? And those were the issues that we deliberated on with the legal cases and the IEPs. And then and then that's the conclusion. Those are the observations that were made by the members. Starting from page 55-56, and then they responded on page 57. And those are the responses from DPE as well. And then we had our own recommendations. Which can you just go set up here? Committee recommendations, which we have considered the budget vote of basic education together with ACP, and we have made recommendations then to the minister. You can proceed to page 60, and those are the recommendations that were made by the committee to the Department of Basic Education. And then as you go down, those are the recommendations made to SAIS, And as you go down, page 61, those are the recommendation made to Kumalusi on page 61. And they move on to page 62. And then you have our conclusion, which starts on page 62, bottom. You can proceed, Edwin. And then just move up. No. Down, sorry.
That's the last page, Chairperson.
Yeah. So this is the report, honorable members, which I think we had an opportunity to go through it. So it needs then ourselves to adopt the budget process 2020-2021 and the strategic plan of DPE and both entities. So I'll hand over then to members to deliberate in the process. If there are corrections that you would want to make in the report, you start by making those corrections and then we adopt the report. Can I know, Ken?
Can you recognize us?
Hey, I cannot see the hand. So you can just see, if you want to speak, Honorable Doctor Tebekwayo, you can proceed.
Yeah. No, I was just saying on adoption, but I just would like to make the committee aware of the fact that we reserve our decision when it comes to adopting the report, please. So we are not adopting.
Honorable Tembekwayo has raised the position of the
EFF.
Of the EFF. Honorable
I want to second Honorable Adams in supporting what's called the adoption of the report.
Chairperson?
Thank you, Honorable Murwaseta. Honorable Sukar?
Chairperson, I just want to say I refer to my caucus before I adopt.
You refer to your caucus?
Yes.
What does that mean, sir?
What? Yes. What does that mean?
She has the mandate. Why is she referring back to?
What is the mandate? Are you adopting the process?
No, Chair, I'm not adopting the process. I would be referring, like I said.
Hmm. Oh, you must still get the mandate.
Yeah, but that's
good. No, Chair, I'm not going to
that. That's
one. I hate you. I
don't know what is showing here on my desktop now. Okay, any other hands?
Yes,
I can't my hand on the...
Shabalala?
Masabalala?
Yes, Chen. Thank you very much, Chen. I just want to second Adun in terms of the adoption of the report. Reason being that Chair, the report was presented to us and we also went through a way of finding the legal opinion. And we got the legal opinion, so I don't see the reason why now we want to go back again. To me, I'm saying that we need to adopt the report.
To you, yes. To us, no.
All right. So it's fine. It's a budget process. We'll always have differences whether we must adopt or not. But the report is adopted, and that was the purpose of the meeting. Honorable members, we are, as this portfolio committee, we are done with the budget process. Now, because of we are finding ourselves in this situation of virtual meeting, we would understand that other committees are still busy with their process. So we had programs which we adopted, which because of this situation we could not follow, and then we were given a directive by the office of the House Chair how to move forward. That's why we had to do this program, or I mean this process of budget with the NCOP. So the guidance now is that we will wait for the office of the House Chair to give us directive of how do we move. Are we going to go back to our program as it is, which I think is going to be a bit difficult because we are so far behind now, or else we will take what is important, what we need to do. But also, we all understand that the schools are going to open next week, Monday for grade 7 and grade 12, which I think as members of Parliament, we would be then deployed to various schools in our constituencies to take the situation. I am not sure if we would be given a slot by Parliament so that we can have, after that process, a department coming to us again and outlining what has happened. And of course, because of we will also be on the ground, we will be able to see and experience the challenges that are going to be there, if there will be any, so that we can be able to speak on them. So I'm actually saying in one sentence that we will wait for the office of the House Chair to give us direction onto how do we move now as this committee forward, because we are done with the budget process.
Thank you,
Chair.
Honorable Murasaita.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. I'm on the very last announcement that you're making, the announcement which says we are actually expected to go monitor the reopening of our schools within our constituencies. The plea that I wanted to bring forward to the portfolio committee is, don't we have a common instrument wherein which will provide to us a checklist like, so that when we report from all our constituencies, we should be able to report from the common point of view. Thank you very much.
I don't remember getting a format of what we can use. I'm not sure if probably we can try to get one and then circulate it to our members of the committee. I think that is doable. I think we can be able to do that.
trying to find out from the department as well, because what they will be, what the minister has said, they will be giving to the schools, is basic, which you all know, the schools must pay child, whether there will be sanitizers, but there will be people that will be doing screening, whether there will be thermometers, whether there will be water, you know. I understand what you are raising, but I don't think we have one. So we can try to have a common, if members agree, a common questionnaire, all of us as members of the committee, which we will be using starting from next week, Monday. I don't know with other provinces, but my province, MEC, was on media today saying they are not ready to open on Monday, so they will open on the 8th. So I don't know what is the situation with other provinces. It's only the educators that will open on the 3rd of June in the Northern Cape, and then the learners will start on the 8th. So which means now I will start on the 8th.
I think you are correct that on the 1st, I think it's not all the schools that learners will be going to school. I think it will start with the teachers on the 1st, but also like to add on what the teacher has raised, that I think we must have some guidance that what is it that we look for. But what is important is it is a non-negotiable that the minister has actually spoken about, that to say, if those are not in place, then the school needs to not ready to open. I think if we can really just get some kind of guidance of which are those, of course we know them, but if they can be formalized to say, this is what you must look for when you go to visit those schools, so that it will be easy also on our side to kind of support and also to debate on those issues that we have at the level of those schools. Thank you, Chair.
Any other hand?
I have my
hand. Hi, Chair. I don't know where to click here for my hand, but I know that the Honourable was before me. She put her hand up before me.
Honourable Joseph McGuire?
No, I was just saying I have compiled my own checklist. Based on the list of the requirements from PPEs to water and whatever that I will use on Monday. That is for my class here, unfortunately. Thank you.
Okay.
Honorable
Sukar?
Yeah, Chair, a checklist would be good, but I also want to just emphasize that we have done a roll call in my province. And I also received reports from other parts of the country that said that they are not ready to open up and that there were several other problems. So I just want to add to what Honourable Adwin was saying. And I do agree with the checklist that we can all use.
Okay. No, honourable members, I think there is consensus. Yeah, it doesn't matter what province starts when. All of us will know that provinces are supposed to start next week. So if it's not the situation like it will be with my province, then we'll start a week later. But we will try to get a checklist before Sunday evening, the latest. And then I'll get Mr. Brown to email it to all the members, and then they can just use that that checklist. Otherwise, I think all of us, we are in agreement that we will go and be on the ground so that we are able to assist the department better. Based on what we would have seen is happening on the ground. I don't think in all provinces, even those that are going to start next week are going to start all of them next week. Maybe there can be challenges somewhere. And that's what actually as members we need to pick up. If there are challenges, where are the challenges and what are the challenges?
so that we are able to know at least are our learners able to go back to the classes. I think then we will hold it on that note then, honorable members. And on that note, let me also again thank everybody for being part of all the meetings throughout the budget processes. It has not been an easy process. We are doing it at home, visually. But like the CEO of NCOP was saying, we are really starting to be very antisocial now. And let's hope it's not going to be there for a long period. But at least we have managed SBPE, and which is good for us. We are done now with the budget process. Thank you very much, honorable member.
May I ask your question?
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Bye bye, everyone.
What is my Facebook?
You must work on your network of Kimberly.